Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Mystery, talking conspiracies, the curiosity. Spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. Mongmind sightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's Hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth. Expose the lies, that's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's Hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth. Expose the lies, that's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil.
Welcome back to the shack. I'm so glad to be here again.
I'm Daniel.
There we go. And I'm Wilbur. Feels good to be back in the shack.
Ooh, I don't know what's being with me and spiders in this room.
What, in the shack? Was it dusty in here?
I just killed another one on me.
Oh, well, you know what?
I didn't punch myself in the head.
No, not this time.
But I'm like, that, what is that bug?
Is that a peacock? Spider.
It was about the size of one.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was. I didn't see its courtship display, though, before you killed it.
You should guys, you know, we don't do this podcast, but there's a Freaky Fauna podcast you should go listen to. It's on Friday.
Yeah, I think it's called Freaky Fauna Friday.
Your forehead is so disgusting.
Well,
right,
you know, it's what happens when you
have a vein right there.
It's like extra pronounced.
Well, yeah, because the you were laying your head down.
Yeah.
So it's like pulsing. Looks like you have a worm in your forehead.
It's because I'm mad. I'm just all fired up today. You know what? That's how when I get in the shack and the juices get flowing and I'm just ready to go. There's a lot of things going on in the world. And the only place we can discuss it is here, where truth is told. Where, I don't know.
You forgot the intro?
What's new? It's so new. The only time I listen to it is when we do this show. So I haven't memorized all the lyrics yet. But yeah, you know what? There's a lot of things going on in the world. A lot of lies being told. A lot of truths being suppressed. A lot of misinformation being tossed around. Like, I don't know, like, what's something that's tossed around regularly?
Football.
Sure, there you go. Like, tossed around like a football on Sunday afternoon. It's everywhere. And you know what? We sift through it. We find those nuggets of truth and bring them to you. That's why you come here. That's the truth. That's all we're all about. It's what lives in the shack. Truth comes out of the shack. That's it. It's brewed here like a morning cup of coffee. We're brewing up truth and serving it hot.
Okay.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
You know, you should have your cup of coffee in a cast iron cup.
Wine. Oh, cast iron cup. Never heard of such a thing.
I'm sure. Will you look it up now if you can buy a cast iron cup?
Coffee mug?
Coffee mug, a cup.
Gotta have cups, but coffee mug would be epic.
Iron deficiency is a big thing in here in the U.S. If you're not cooking on cast iron, you should have a fish.
You should have a fish.
You ever seen them? Ooh. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
You ever see a cast iron fish?
Oh, like your bottle opener?
The kitchen fish? No.
Oh.
That is not real cast iron, by the way, I don't think. I think it's pig iron, which is different.
Oh, okay.
No, cast iron, the fish, it's an iron fish. You throw it in your, like, if you're cooking with it, you throw it in there if you're iron deficient.
Okay.
And it slowly releases iron into your food.
I did not know that. I can't really, there's cast iron little bowls. There's not really a cup.
We can make it.
There's not really a cup. The closest thing is a cast iron saucepan.
Strong and brittle.
It is. It doesn't have good tension or flexion, whatever. I don't know. It
doesn't bend.
No, it does not
bend.
It goes.
It's very strong until it's not.
Right. What's that called? There's a point.
It's called brittle.
No. Well, yes, there's that, but dang it. There's a, I don't know. Never mind.
Anyways, we're talking about cast iron conspiracies.
Fulcrum point. So, yes, the fulcrum point is very brittle.
We're going to talk about cast iron conspiracies and the evil of the Teflon industry.
Teflon is bad.
I'm literally going to throw out all my pots and pans.
I think
that's what I want for Christmas is like a good cast iron set. Because I used to have the cast iron pot with the lid.
Like the Dutch oven, basically?
Yeah. That we just soup in.
You need a nice, sturdy, heavy lid with the little ridges on the underside. So all the water can, you know, collect on it and drop down back down into the food and doesn't run down the side
but
of the pot.
But you need to have like a little vent.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't explode.
Well, no, not like, yeah, you don't want
cast wanna, iron.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to talk about cast iron conspiracies in the Teflon industry.
Okay.
Because Teflon is why the reason cast iron is dead. So we're going to bring it back. You listen to the show. What?
I mean, a cat hissing at Teflon.
Oh, my. No, so we're going to try to, everybody, I'm going to highly advise you buy any kind of cast iron. I don't have a specific brand. I just got a Bucky's one. And
Well, aren't mostly Lodge? Isn't that the main
that
brand?
Is a big one. That is a huge one.
Yeah.
There's another one. Is it Old Cabin or something like that? Cabin cast iron?
Not sure.
That's another really big one.
Okay.
Because they used to make cast iron, like the fireplace.
Yeah.
Well, what is that called? Grandpa's Cabin? Something like that.
I'm not sure.
Because they used to make cast iron fireplaces. That's what's in there.
Okay.
That weighs in.
Well, shoot, we should go in there in the other room of the shack.
Time. Yeah.
The side room.
That's what heats the shack. No, cast iron is one of the most durable and reliable cookware materials in the world to ever be used. It's been around for centuries, and the mere fact that it's still being used shows the effectiveness as a kitchen tool.
Shoot, we conquered the Wild West with cast iron.
I mean, they beat the Native Americans to death
with them, yeah, pans. Yeah.
I'm sure that happened.
I wouldn't disagree.
A cast iron skillet. It's a versatile piece of cookware. You can use it to perfectly sear a steak, fry an egg, saute a vegetable, simmer a wine sauce, and so much more.
Wow.
It's just, it really is. And we're going to talk about some myths with cast iron here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're learning to cook or have user experience, its sturdy cast iron skillet is essential for any use. So we just had a cast iron. Lisa was trying to clean baked macaroni and cheese out of it.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, it looks like it's baked on horribly. It came right off.
Came right off. Yep.
It comes off with a scrub. The cast iron does not hold on to, like, it looks like, it'll look like it's never going to come off.
But it just,
if you did it in a normal pot or pan, it just looks like it's never, and it came off. Although cast iron is still widely used in the professional setting, at-home kitchens have stopped using it nearly as much due to a lot of misinformation about these pans.
Huh.
Cast iron is a very durable material that simply lasts for decades, if not centuries.
Huh. You mean they...
Before the 1970s, many cast iron pots and pans were in families for generations and were considered a wedding gift.
You don't say.
So they would give, you don't understand because it's dead in our generation.
Right.
That your mom's cast iron pan was giving to you on your wedding, like that was a wedding gift.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the same one your grandma used, the same one.
Yeah.
You
know. It still works.
They had other cast iron pans, but there was a specific pan that was
passed
like
down.
The generational.
So you mean to tell me that we've went away from things that last a long time and are good, solid,
and are healthier
materials
for you,
and healthier for you, for a more inferior disposable model that
I've talked about.
You have to replace constantly? What?
I've talked about iodine, where most humans in the U.S. are iodine deficient.
Uh-huh.
We are also almost all iron deficient.
Mm-hmm. And vitamin D deficient, vitamin C deficient.
So if you cook in cast iron, guess what? Deficient. You get
all some nutrients that your body needs. What? For your health?
So you're likely have heard the rules of how washing cast iron, to cook on cast iron, how to preserve cast iron cookware. But a lot of it just simply isn't true. And we're going to talk about later where those myths came from.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let's get into cast iron myths.
All right.
You excited?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I mean, I guess I could tell you a little bit how to use a cast iron. Gosh, my little iPad, it's going nuts. A common myth that you should never clean your cast iron skillet with soap.
Yes. Now, I have heard this my whole life. I've never done it.
It started in your mom's lifetime.
Okay.
So our grandparents would use soap, mostly Glide soap, but they would use soap.
Mm-hmm.
It was our mom's generation that was the big shutdown. The reason for this misconception is that scrubbing your skillet with dish soap will break down the seasoning. A thin layer of oil breaks into the pan to smooth the surface and keep the pan from rusting. But the truth is that you can wash your skillet with dish soap when needed. You will have to do it properly to not damage the seasoning and cause the pan to rust. So you can, here's the way, so basically what I'm saying. Yeah, you can scrub it. I mean, if you're going hardcore, like you really burnt something on there,
mm-hmm.
just re-oil it.
Right, yeah. You re-season it.
Yeah, like woks are oiled and seasoned. Have anybody watched the videos of like them with a brand new wok?
Oh, it's awesome.
It's very cool to watch.
It changes color and everything.
Yeah, the metal.
It's fun. Fun to watch.
But same thing with your cast iron. It just doesn't show as much.
No, yeah.
But if your cast iron rust, just oil it. And mm-hmm. it burns the rust off and oil it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just iron oxide.
Right, yeah.
So it's still the same iron with an oxygen molecule, and it's harmless.
Just scrub it off. Start again.
There are a few important tips, though, to wash your cast iron without damaging it. First off, the best to wash the pan while it's still warm. Not hot. Warm.
Mm.
This way, the food won't be hardened onto the surface. You don't have to scrub as hard.
What I used to do when I had mine, because I haven't used mine in a while, but I'd heat it up. When I was done cooking, just pour water in it. And just heat that water up till it was pretty much simmering.
A lot of people did that. My grandma did that. I remember she cooked, like, I just did the pasta dish in it. And she'd scrape it, put water in it, boil it, get it soft, and then clean it.
Yep, clean it up. And then I'd put it right back on the burner after I wiped it out so all the water would evaporate. Give it an oil rub down, done.
Secondly, only use a little dish soap in warm water. Then gently scrub with a bristle brush or a sponge till the food is removed. Be careful not to scratch deep indents into the surface of the pan while cleaning. After washing, surely rinse it off with soap and dry the pan before storing it to prevent it from rusting. Note, although it is safe to wash your pans with soap, there are a few things you want to avoid. Don't put your pans in a dishwasher, scrub too harshly, or soak the pan in soapy water.
Okay.
Those are big ones to watch out for.
So don't soak it in soap, but you can do light scrubbing with soap. Yeah, so basically
the thing with soap is that they said it would remove the seasoning and you would get the soap flavor in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're only... Cast iron is porous, essentially. So it will absorb flavors over time. So if you're just cleaning it with soap, it's not going to absorb the flavor. That's too fast.
Okay. That's where the misconception was.
If you're going, don't soak it in soap because then you have more, hours
mm-hmm.
versus minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Big differences. What kind of cast iron to use? Cast iron is unsafe to use for what? You may be warned that cast iron is dangerous to cook with.
Huh?
Such as transferring iron into your food can cause cancer.
What?
That has been... People have put that out there.
Huh.
Let me finish reading. Once again, this article I'm using currently is from... I don't have it.
So you need iron in your body, but not from cast iron.
Now, okay. Like, there is, we talk about iron, like molecules, associated molecules.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we do use arsenic in our body.
Right.
But there are bad arsenics.
Sure.
So...
Sure. I get it.
So transferring cause cancer. These worries may have kept you from using it for delicious recipes to prepare your cast iron skillet. Instead of letting false claims keep it from eating amazing food, time to the bottom line of this myth. Many people believe that cast iron is made of iron. The pans transfer iron into your food by cooking. Well, this is true. However, the amount of iron transferred to your food from cast iron is typically minimal and perfectly safe, if not healthy. As long as cast iron skillet is seasoned, it won't transfer extremely high amounts of iron into your food.
Right.
So as long as you don't have compounding health conditions that make iron more dangerous for you. So that is a big thing with cast iron. there are several diseases where you cannot, your body can't shed iron.
Okay.
So you have to avoid it.
So you because you'll accumulate it.
You accumulate it very fast.
Okay.
So there are things with that. The cast iron will put iron into your food.
Okay. Gotcha.
Most of the time it's acceptable levels, as long as you season your pan, re-oil it and all that stuff. And you don't have a disease that predetermines, but you should know that already. Like a lot of people have it, like anemic people need iron and stuff like that. The odd little iron fish you can get. Compounding health conditions, small amounts transferred to your food is a little concern. Although another worry is that high temperatures often use the cast iron cooking may produce carcinogens. However, and this is from this article, Abby Gelman, RDCD or CDN, told Live Strong, these typical carcinogens are more often found in grilled meats, not cast iron cooked meats.
Okay.
So, and we've talked about this, propane, like gas grills. Like there's that whole push to get rid of gas. And I think that's a twofold thing where I do think there are probably are more carcinogens produced. Also, they want you off of renewable things.
Right. They want to push you onto electric only because if you're on an electric system or it's everything is controlled by electronics, that can be turned off and controlled.
So Abby Gelman says these cast iron pans can withstand high heat, but that doesn't mean that cooking on stovetop or in the oven temperatures cause high enough to be concerned with carcinogens.
Okay.
So it's not... I don't really understand that part of it either.
It sounds like she's saying that...
like the char, I know the char on grilled food is high in carcinogens because of the chemical compounds that are being created.
Okay.
And that's why, you know, you're not supposed to...
Like over an open flame?
Same with... Yeah.
Okay.
But so the smoking does that too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're not supposed to eat tons of smoked meats. I have a problem with that. They're delicious. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's the same thing with, like, fats. Like, our brain is programmed in nature. Like, fats are rare. So we're supposed to crave, like, we crave fats anytime they're available. Mm-hmm. In modern day, they are not rare.
Right.
But no. We still crave them.
Yeah. Mm. If you get a nice piece of fat on a steak where it's melting your mouth, buttery,
same
soft.
Same with sugars. Oh. Sugars are super rare in nature. Complex sugars are super rare in nature.
Beef tallow.
Can't buy it.
I know. Ain't that weird.
It costs more than a cow.
Ain't that weird?
So cast iron skillets are not, so we're getting into the myths.
Okay.
Cast iron skillets are non-stick. That's a myth.
Okay.
People often think of cast iron skillets as non-stick cooking surfaces. It is true due to the layer of seasoning.
Right, yeah. That part's true.
If you keep it up good, it is non-stick. Oh. Cast iron is easier to work with than other types of cookware, as long as the pan is seasoned often and well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically oiling it down, and you can use any kind of oil, but, you know, everybody has their type. High processed vegetable oil or seed oils and stuff like that aren't
good. Yeah, so let's avoid them. Let's stick to more
sometimes
like...
Sometimes you can't.
Right, sometimes you can't, but if you can, you know, I go for avocado oil when I did mine. Ghee is also a nice good one.
Which is just clarified butter.
Yep, and it's very easy to make, by the way. You don't have to pay all that extra money at the store.
Can't you just microwave it to get ghee?
Ghee? I made it in the oven. You might be able to microwave it, but I've made it in the oven, separated out.
Is it when it separates?
Yeah, separate it out and just...
Because when you microwave butter, you can actually get the way... Like, you can get stuff...
Gets to the top.
The ghee's left.
Yep, exactly. Very simple to make. Maybe we'll talk about that in another episode.
As long as the pan's well seasoned, you don't have to worry about food sticking to it, like chicken, steaks, and pasta. However, if you're trying to cook an egg on the sticky or other sticky foods in cast iron without the oil, you'll often have it stick.
Okay.
So eggs are a big one where you need to put that oil and get that oil up to temperature before.
Yep.
So it is not nonstick.
Exactly. Yes.
But
can be.
It does work very effectively. If you treat it right.
Correct.
Skillets and saucepans are designed with nonstick surfaces, are coated with a layer of polytetrafluorothiolene.
Which is
PTFE.
Is that Teflon?
Yes.
Okay.
More commonly called Teflon.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you for letting me finish my sentence.
Oh, sorry. I like
to jump substance
in.
Allows food to slide all over the surface without gripping onto it. So you don't have to worry about the sticky bits of food. Cast iron is not made with Teflon. So although it's well-seasoned pan, is easy to cook with, you'll have to add a little oil before cooking with it to keep it nonstick.
Okay. So to dial it back a little bit. So Teflon.
Don't worry. We'll talk about Teflon later.
They're basically saying Teflon, good.
No, they're just saying the difference between nonstick and.
Oh, gotcha.
The article is actually very positive for cast iron.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess maybe in the whole, like on the whole of society, like Walmart, when they buy their pans, You know what? Teflon.
They have a pretty good.
It's good.
They have a pretty big cast iron section.
They do. They actually do. I'm not discounting that.
All the places you can get cast iron.
Yes.
It's pretty affordable at Walmart.
That's true. It is available everywhere, just about everywhere. But
cast iron?
Yeah.
But it's more novelty
absolutely.
At a lot of places, so yep. It's highly priced.
Yes. Correct.
I was surprised with the one I just got at Bucky's was $19.
Bucky's has everything. And it's,
Bucky's was the kind of capitalism we were promised.
Yep.
BlackRock was the kind of capitalism we got.
We need more Bucky's. Let's get the CEO of Bucky's on our show.
I would be happy.
Yes.
I've watched him talk a couple times, trying to explain to towns how it benefits.
Yeah.
Because they've kicked like Bucky's out of towns and stuff like that. The one supposed to be built in Ohio like 2 years ago.
And you know what? It was probably a town council that was like, nope, yeah, I don't know about that.
I was just complaining about the town council.
We might have to push that. That's a little too soon for us.
They're like, well, why do you want it in town? Because people have to work at it.
Right. There's a highway there. And usually gas stations go by major highways.
They pay so much money.
They do. That's great.
Remember they have the big sign starting
right out front. Yeah.
What is it, 1950?
I don't know. It's more than I make. I can tell you that much.
It was good.
Yeah.
But like managers, I think it's $35 paid vacation.
Yes, I'll open a Bucky's.
Their smoke master makes like $50 an hour.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I'll open up a Bucky's. I'll work there.
Yeah. I'll pump the gas.
We'll move the shack to the back of a Bucky's.
I think we'll put it right in the middle of the store. It'd fit right in. No one would notice.
Next cast iron myth. Is cast iron pans always heat evenly?
Okay.
Although cast iron skillets retain heat wonderfully.
Yes.
That doesn't mean these pans heat evenly.
Okay.
The sturdy cast iron material is not a good heat conductor. Well, that means it does not transfer energy extremely well.
Right.
But once it gets energy, it holds on to energy well.
Yes. Good, nice heat sink.
Yeah. Essentially, that's what the article's saying. The sturdy material does not allow the heat to travel well through the pan. So immediately being heated up, you can have hot and cold spots.
Okay. Makes
until
sense.
The pan is evenly heated.
Right.
So that's where they say, you know, if it's right in the position of the burner, you're gonna see it.
Right. Where the burner is.
It's not gonna heat evenly.
Right.
You gotta let the pan come up to heat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's much more traditional cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Cast iron produces better quality, but it takes more time.
You know, that's just a good reflection of life. But there's no shortcuts on the road to success.
But you may notice it takes the edges and parts of your pans that are not really above the burner much longer to heat.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to let your oil, you got to let the pan come up to heat.
Right. It's got to all meld together, you know?
Adding food to your cast iron skillet before it's evenly heated can result in uneven cooking and ruin the crispy food.
Right, yeah. And anyone that cooks knows that.
I don't think so anymore. I really don't.
Well, anyone that cooks regularly. Well,
the nonstick stuff has like the fibers in it to cause it to like
true.
Heat evenly immediately.
Immediately, yeah, that's true. It's just not good for you. Throw away all your Teflon pans and throw away all your televisions.
I don't know what's a television. I need
do
that.
It. No, throw it away. We'll break you.
I need Bluey.
I need
that blue Australian dog.
Not you personally, but you do need it. Yes.
Gosh, man, I would have hung myself already.
Well. You know what? Maybe that's another sign of why the television's bad.
You can't judge a parent for letting their kids watch TV a little bit until you have a bunch of them.
Well,
you're like,
there's other things. We'll figure it out.
Alcoholism is the other option, and it's not good.
No, that's probably not for anyone involved.
No. No, you fall down the stairs and you put your knee through the wall.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. Which we need to patch that up here.
Anyways, adding food to cast iron skillets, like I said, you know, will cause it. Let the oil heat up, and you'll end up with amazing food.
Yes, every time.
You should never. Here's the next one. You should never use metal on cast iron.
That's a myth.
Yeah, a common myth is you should not. And this is from this website. What I say, Living. I just mentioned it earlier.
Living UFO?
Strong.
Oh, okay, Living Strong.
Living Strong is the name of the website.
I thought it was Living UFO. Which is like a study of atmospheric biology.
Like a little like a health website, you know, for cooking and home living and stuff like that. They have a magazine too.
Yep.
I think they're fairly reputable when it comes to like food stuffs and everything. They seem to be pretty fair.
I was okay. Anyone like promoting this kind of stuff?
They're definitely,
cast iron?
They're definitely sure. Wanting cast iron to come back.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of silicone from the articles I've read.
Good.
The common myth is you should not use metal on cast iron skillets. Many people believe using metal spatulas will scratch the surface of cast iron pans, which will cause it to rust and shorten the life of your skillet, which it may. But you're also talking about decades.
Like, right, yeah.
You're shortening it by a couple weeks.
Not like, now, the opposition Teflon, if you use metal on that...
I'll wait until we talk about Teflon.
You will scratch that up, it will be ruined, and you will immediately start leaching those chemicals into your food immediately the moment you scratch them.
So, but in truth, cast iron cookware is extremely durable. A well-seasoned cast iron skillet will hold up just fine against metal utensils. The only they talk about here, unless you're like sitting there like,
taking an ice pick to it, yeah.
Like, the cast iron is stronger than your 1/8 millimeter thick metal spatula.
From Dollar General.
It's going to win.
Yeah.
Unless you're like really digging at it with like professional grade steel implements.
Right. A thermodynamic spatula with port and starboard attachments.
Oh, gosh. The SpongeBob spatula. I know.
Yeah, it's episode one. Before he got the job at the Krusty Krab.
So as from Living Strong, they say, yeah, you can use metal on your cast iron pans. There's still a few tips avoiding, you know, heavy damage. First, do not scrape the pan super aggressively, and they have aggressively bolt. They'd be like, I just picture just your grandma coming in at you, like, with a...
But big Teflon and, I mean, like big poison. 100. I mean, the FDA are like, this is good. Teflon's good.
Yeah, so as long as you treat your cast iron with care, it will outlive you.
Yeah.
It'll outlive probably your kids, and it'll probably be... I've seen pictures of what, because I was looking it up last night,
mm-hmm.
of what retired cast iron looks like. Like, when do you retire cast iron?
And there's holes in it?
No, it does. Like, they do wear. I mean, there is wear.
Mm-hmm.
The one showed a picture of the same model brand new and not, and it had a logo in the bottom.
Yeah.
The logo was gone.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And they're like, this is a 105-year-old cast iron skillet that is still being used.
Yep.
And it's time to retire it because there's parts of the pan missing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you can see through it. It's so thin, like, it's literally see-through. It's like the women, have you seen them that use the same stirring spoon?
Oh, yeah, and it's bent, like, you can see where it's wore away.
You know, if anyone has that spoon in their kitchen, you're about to eat the best food you ever had in your life.
If you see the hole worn to a spoon?
Well, you've seen the one side's worn down, you know, like, that food's about to be amazing.
Next myth, you should never soak your cast iron skillet, you should soak your cast iron skillet is the myth. Yet another myth people consider standard practice is you should soak cast iron skillet to wash it, or wash it, depending on where you are. After prepping a meal, you make many cooks add water to their skillet and leave the pan to soak. It's thought that the gentlest way to remove stuck on food helps letting the water soften the food and wipe away the skillet without scraping it. For practically messy dishes, you'll see people soaking their skillets overnight rather than washing it. But you should never soak your cast iron skillet. Rather than avoiding damage, soaking your skillet for a long time could cause cause more worse things to happen for it. Because cast iron is a porous material, it will allow you will need to be careful to keep it from rusting. Allowing to soak in the pan, the water may seem harmless. Left for a long time, though, the cast iron will start to absorb the water, which causes the material to rust from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So the letting water sit in your cast iron is very poor for its lifespan. And this will cause pans to actually bubble.
Okay.
And that's when you retire.
That's when, yeah, that one's ready to go.
So that was a myth perpetrated in the 70s as well.
To soak it?
Yeah, you have to soak your cast iron. So we'll talk about it. Teflon commercials would be like, you have to soak cast iron to get it to clean. This, you don't have to.
No.
So that was a myth inside of propaganda.
Right, yep.
That they started it. You will kill your cast iron from soaking it.
Mm.
And I've seen pictures of these big metal. I've never, my great grandma had cast iron everywhere. I've never seen one with a big bubble in it.
Right. She probably never soaked it.
No, oh, gosh, no. I seen her beat a dog to death with one.
Okay, well.
That was a joke.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know where we draw the line in the shack.
There's jokes or satire.
I know, but sometimes this stuff's real.
Oh.
Like beating her dog to death with a cast iron skillet.
Wasn't her dog.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, then we're fine.
No joke. My great-grandma did shoot the neighbor's dog.
For reasons?
Ran at my grandpa when he was a kid.
Oh, okay, well, that's
fair
enough.
And she'd warned him.
Yeah.
And then...
Well,
she just came out with a shotgun and shot him.
Well, there you go. Actions have...
The neighbor was outside.
Oh, so they didn't stop the dog?
It was here.
Oh, the shack.
Yeah, it was the shack.
Okay, wow.
No wonder why... No, the neighbor thought my great-grandmother was a little weird old lady that was nothing to take, and she came out with a shotgun and shot the dog.
Hmm.
It was chasing my grandpa. It bit my grandpa, I think, the day before. Jesus. Keep in mind, this is...
Yeah, we're looking back.
80 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know.
50s?
Let's see. The 40s.
40s?
42. Yeah, so probably right at the turn of the 40s into the 50s.
Yeah, well, wow, a different time.
Yeah. Yeah. And guess what? His other dogs he kept on a chain.
Hmm. You know, people learn things.
People learn. Because I think she said the next shot would be him.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough.
And she was serious. You should throw out your cast iron skillet if it rusts is the next myth.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
That's people. Don't throw it away.
Ours rusted all the time.
Yeah, don't throw them away.
Because it's a porous nature of cast iron, your pans will often rust over time. You can do your best to avoid this by keeping your pan fresh by oil. Like, if you're not using a pan, like, if you're using, like, the thing we talked about, like, a Dutch oven earlier.
Yeah.
Once or twice a year. Pull it out every couple months and just re-oil it.
Yeah.
And, I mean.
Sure, yeah, if you're not using it, yeah.
Mom and Dad left theirs sit outside, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still under the patio.
Yeah.
Of the old house. Because it just weighed a ton.
Yeah.
And, but no, they'd fry fish in it outside twice a year.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
And it's still fine.
Ew.
No, basically, you can reseason it. Despite what you may have heard, a little rust is no reason to toss your skillet. Many benefits of these skillets are how durable they are. The cast iron will last for decades, if not centuries. If your pan has some rust, you can take a few easy steps to restore the metal to keep cooking on it for years to come. You can try steel wool just to lightly scrape off the surface rust portions of the pan. You typically want to avoid the harsh scrubbing in this motion. You're just trying to get the very thin material off.
Yes.
But it's necessary to remove the rust. If a small section of rust has only a scrape of part of the pan, once you've scrubbed the rust off, your pan with soap water, clean it once, dry it thoroughly, and then reseason the pan.
Mm-hmm.
That's according to Living Strong.
Right. Yep, yep. You want to dry it out completely. Get that thin layer of oil, and you want to heat it up again. Like, just heat it up gently and slowly, and let all that oil just soak into the pan.
Here's another, like, if you can't tell, a lot of these are myths propagated by Big Teflon in, like, the 70s.
Right, yeah, which I didn't know.
Which I have whole articles talking about. Here's the next one, is that you need to spend a lot of money on cast iron. There was whole, like, TV programs talking about how expensive cast iron was and how cheap Teflon pans were.
Wow.
They're the same price.
Yeah.
Hmm. Depending on what size, I mean, the ones they were showing were, like, there are high-end cast iron things. There are high, like, you can buy... And I don't know if they're, like, painted cast iron.
You can buy expensive.
What is that? What is that, enamel paint?
Enamel coated, yeah. It's enamel, like, ceramic coating.
My mom has a couple. She has one that is, I have the ceramic pot that I cook, like, chickens and turkeys in.
Yes.
The oven. She has a cast iron one. I swear it weighs, like, 50 pounds.
Yeah.
It's 100% enamel coated, so you'd never have to clean it, essentially.
Right, yeah.
And it will outlast us all.
It's a nice, well-made pot.
But it weighs... a crap ton.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah. I almost dropped it on my foot one time.
Your foot would be gone.
I mean, you'd lose your toe.
Did it put a hole in the floor?
No. So depending on what brand and what size skillet you range, most of them are between $20 and $100.
Yeah. You can buy cheap ones and you can buy expensive ones.
The 10.25-inch famous cast iron standard skillet is often just $20.
Simple.
Which, not compared to a Walmart, or sorry, a Dollar General pan, I don't even think has Teflon in it,
mm-hmm.
like the basic pan. But your basic Teflon pan, they are the same price range.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there was these whole smear campaigns brought up just showing that, like, cast iron is so expensive. It's so dirty. You have to do all this stuff. You put soap on it, it's ruined forever.
Right, yep. You soak it.
It was all lies.
Mm-hmm.
All these myths were made by Teflon.
Sick. It makes me want to puke.
Here's the next one, okay? We're almost to Teflon. We're almost to the evils of Teflon.
Okay.
And I'll start wrapping. Well, we still got plenty of time.
Oh, we're wrapping. We're wrapping.
You shouldn't cook acidic foods in it. So this whole
thing.
Yeah,
I heard that. Yes. Like tomatoes and stuff. Yes.
That is copper.
Aha.
Not cast iron.
Interesting.
Another false thing you've heard about cooking with cast iron is you should never cook acidic foods in your skillets. This applies to cooking dishes that use tomato sauce, wine, lemon juice, and other heavily acidic ingredients. The concern is the acid will break down the pan surface, causing materials to be absorbed into your food, leading to metallic taste, health impacts, and damage to your pan and your brain. While this is true for acidic foods can break down cast iron over time, the good news is you follow a few guidelines to avoid these effects. By following the recipe.
Oh, there's a good guideline to start.
Put like a gallon of, like, you can do that. But you know how, like, much more. It's
weird. Like, if they apply these exact same rules that they're applying the cast iron to Teflon, it's only 100 times worse.
You're going to do the same thing,
but with even worse results.
But that's the whole thing that the smear campaign came out saying, if you cook acidic foods, yes, that is true. Yeah. If you cook a gallon of lemon juice in there for 45 minutes, yes, it will eat the pan.
It's going to leach some out.
It will leach too much iron. Yeah. But if you do that with a cast or the Teflon skillet, you're still going to die.
Faster. Like I said, it's 100 times worse.
Next myth, once again, you should never wash a cast iron skillet. Wrong. Right. Soap and water. Like, the temp, okay. Like just using it soap and water.
Yeah. Just make sure you season it after.
Just re-season after. Re-oil it.
Mm-hmm.
Just re-oil it. Another myth, I'm just going to start getting through these because I know we really want to scream about Teflon.
Yeah, I do.
You can only use cast iron on gas stovetops. No.
That makes no sense.
But that was a thing that they spread. You can only use cast iron. You should only ever use those gas stoves. Another myth. Don't let these false facts stop you from taking a full advantage of the durable cookware. It's time because cast iron can withstand high heat, the ideal material for cooking over gas stoves. So they were saying it is better for your cookware if it's cast iron on gas.
Okay.
Because you'll ruin non-Teflon or non-cast iron cookware. So have you ever seen that? Have you ever had just a normal metal pan?
Yeah.
Not cast iron?
Yeah.
If you cook on gas stoves, you'll actually get burn marks.
Yeah, the soot. Well, yes.
Oh, not even the soot. It will weaken the metal. Oh, you'll get the blued.
Okay.
Because it's not hot enough to finish the tempering process, but it's hot enough to ruin the metal.
Mm, okay.
So that's what they're saying is that cast iron is better at surviving that. Like, it just doesn't. So there was that whole myth came out that, oh, no, you can only use cast iron on gas. No, it's fine on electric stoves.
Yeah, it's no problem
at all.
It
doesn't care.
No, exactly. Might take a little longer to heat up, but it's going to hold.
That's
the point.
That's the electric stove.
They all take longer to heat up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are the top, you know, myths about cast iron that aren't true. Get your cast iron. Just treat it well.
Yeah. I agree.
It's safer than Teflon.
Yep. And you got so many options and so many different styles of pans you can cook
food in. Do you know who made Teflon?
Bill Gates.
No, it's an eviler company than Bill Gates, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. Monsanto.
Up there.
Okay, we're getting closer.
Who owns Monsanto?
Disney.
DuPont.
DuPont. Ah, yeah, it is. Yeah, same thing. They're all the same thing.
No, DuPont, remember, killed all those people in West Virginia because they were poor and stupid in their own words?
Yeah, absolutely.
Your cows are just exploding from other causes.
Right, yeah.
Not the water.
No, of course not. Not the water we're dumping all these chemicals into.
What was the Blackwater? What was the company? Because it was a DuPont affiliate. Or no, sorry. My mistake. It was a Monsanto affiliate that is owned by DuPont's the parent company. DuPont owns everything. Okay.
Yeah.
DuPont is. So there's a DuPont documentary called The Devil We Know.
Mm.
I've not watched it. I have read amazing reviews about it. So I'm going to read an article from the Organic Consumers Association. Julie Wilson wrote the article, and it's dealing heavily with DuPont and Teflon.
That's why all those NASCAR fans hated Jeff Gordon because he supported DuPont right on the front of his hood.
Did he?
That's why they all hated him. 100%.
That's why they hated him?
Oh, they knew. They were ahead of the times.
NASCAR fans knew?
Absolutely.
Okay. There's a new Netflix documentary. Keep in mind this was written in 2019, so it's a little older.
Hmm.
The Netflix documentary titled The Devil We Know tells the story of DuPont's decades-long cover-up of the harm caused by chemicals used in making the popular nonstick Teflon products.
Mm.
The film shows how the chemicals used to make Teflon poisoned people and the environment, not just Pittsburgh, it was Parkersburg, West Virginia. It was DuPont.
Yep.
Where the Teflon plant was.
Mm.
So the Teflon plant was what was poisoning the water supply, killing everybody.
Hey, let's put it all on our stuff we cook food in.
I need to get a hold of Paul.
It's a good idea. Milk?
No, the Paul that I used to work with.
Okay.
Because this was the West Virginia one was the lawsuit that made his career.
Okay, yeah. We should definitely get him on. Talk about that in the shack.
It all began in 1945 when DuPont, renamed Dow DuPont, followed its 2017 merger with Dow Chemicals.
Oh, yeah, wow. Dow is a great. Yeah, they're fantastic.
Dow Chemicals and DuPont.
Yeah.
Lovers made in hell.
Yep, that's absolutely right.
You know, that would be a company I'm like, if you're making a chemical warfare bomb, that's a company I'd want to hire.
We already do.
Oh, making cookware?
Right, yeah.
I don't know. It's the same chemical. It's the same product.
They're like, look at Bayer. You know that company. They make aspirins. It's good for you.
Isn't that the one that killed all the babies?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, there's that part, too. No, don't look at
it
that.
It is scary being a parent, just so everybody knows, with your eyes open a little bit.
Yeah.
You're like, everything. Like, my life's already over.
And then you got to...
Like, I've already been experienced... Like, I'm a Teflon kid. Like, I got Teflon pans in there that I'm throwing out.
Hey, but there's only, you can only change things one step and one day at a time, minute by minute. That's all.
Anyways.
We all play our little part.
Where was I? Oh, so DuPont and Dow began manufacturing Teflon, a product verified by other consumer products, including waterproof clothing, furniture, food packaging, self-cleaning stove, airplanes, and cars.
Mm.
We'll talk about how they made Teflon, because, well, I'm going to talk about it here in a second. They made Teflon, and they're like, what do we do with this horribly destructive chemical? Oh, it's really good waterproofing, and it's really good non-stick.
Non-stick, you say? Let's throw eggs on it.
Let's talk about the key ingredient DuPont's Teflon was C8. A heavily toxic man-made chemical created by the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company.
Mm. So, okay.
Better known as M3M. So keep mine.
Wait, 3M?
Yeah.
The people that make the stuff that sticks on walls? The little tabs?
That is the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company, yes.
It's the same one?
Yes.
Wow, they've really branched 3M. Out. They've grown.
To make Scotchgard, the chemical known as PFOS or PFOA was given Teflon its non-stick properties.
Mm, interesting.
Go ahead.
Oh, but let's take a moment. Since we're talking about cooking.
Just read it. I don't want to go to an ad.
Okay.
Just hurry it up.
Since we're talking about Teflon and cooking, why don't you take a moment to sneak off into your kitchen, grab your favorite cast iron pan, throw a nice steak in there, get it searing hot, you know what, and dust the top of it with some Flavors of the Forest, Bigfoot breath, garlic seasoning, the greatest garlic seasoning on the market today. It'll make everything you taste a little bit better than it did before. I guarantee it. It's a product DW Conspiracy Shack stands behind. It's a product we believe in. And you know what? Best of all, it's good for you. And the man ain't dumping chemicals into it that try to control your life or your body or make you sick. Big Pharma has no involvement in this product. It's all made by human beings like you and me. Bigfoot breath, Flavors of the Forest. You can get you a bottle at flavorsforest.com/corn. That's flavorsforest.com/corn.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
I feel like I had a stroke listening to that.
I think I did too.
Both M3 and DuPont were well aware of the extremely health hazardous associated chemicals with C8.
Ooh.
So they both, these Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company and DuPont, knew that making Teflon
was bad.
Was not bad. Was hyper hazardous.
No.
On the level of nuclear waste.
What? No, they definitely knew.
This is in nonstick pans!
No,
this is the stuff that makes it not stick!
They knew. I mean, they didn't know it for sure.
No, they're like, huh. They brought in bottled water to their head office.
And then?
Because they knew not to drink. They knew not to wash their hands with the water they were poisoning.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
They told the company, basically, hey, guys, don't use the water.
No, that wasn't why. They just really liked the product, that bottled water, you know.
So, I mean, 3M and DuPont were aware of the extremely hazardous health with C8. But that didn't stop DuPont from dumping the toxic chemicals into the local waterways, where it made it into the public drinking water. It subsequently sickened and killed thousands of people.
Well, why would they care? They don't live there. DuPont. They don't.
They killed DuPont. They're still a company.
Yeah, ain't that nuts?
By cast iron.
Yeah.
This is the company. Oh, I haven't even got to the smear campaign stuff. I'm channeling my Wilbur. I did it. I've done it several times today.
Up with cast iron, down with DuPont.
And guess what? You can really hit a DuPont like executive with a cast iron skillet.
It's true.
It just feels good in the hand.
It has more weight than a
you
Teflon.
You feel righteous.
That's right.
You're holding the cast iron skillet.
And it makes that nice dung sound if you really just clobber him like a CEO.
I don't know if it does.
Oh, I
satire.
Don't know.
This is satire.
Yeah, this is all satire.
It shouldn't hurt CEOs.
I don't know the frequency in which a 10.5-inch cast iron skillet will ring after it dings off someone's skull.
What is it? What's the magic healing?
432 hertz.
It's 432 hertz.
I think it might be.
Okay, so the M3 and DuPont covered up all healing health risk. They didn't only cover up health risk, they covered up people dying. They fought tooth and nail saying that.
DuPont?
DuPont and M3.
What? No, 3M.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Which, like you said, they make Scotch car. Like, they make stuff.
Still.
Like, they're out. These are still companies that are allowed to operate.
Now I got
to
boycott them now. No more sticking stuff to my wall. Do it the old-fashioned way. I'm putting a nail in the wall.
All right. The film features stories of numbers of people affected by DuPont's Teflon, including DuPont employees, children, adults, surrounding area, as well as pets, livestock, and wildlife that exploded.
Hmm. Normal things. Like, Good things.
Was it? I think we talked about it. I don't know when, but the dark water stuff with DuPont, which is the case is kind of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like it was Teflon they were making.
Let's put it on our food.
It's not, but like when you listen to like people talk about that case, the dark water case with this thing in West Virginia, mm-hmm. Parkersburg, talking about, they make it sound like they were making nuclear reactors or something like that, right?
Right.
They are making Teflon that goes into pants.
Yeah. Every day, that's.
I don't know, because the one movie I watched, the movie about the thing, they never said Teflon in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to guess it was a trademark thing.
The name.
Yeah.
Okay, probably.
Because there was something like with businesses, you can say, is that they won the lawsuit eventually. But I don't think there was there's weird rules, right?
Well, it's because it's a government. Yeah, it's a government thing. And you can't criticize the government. No, so they're always right and honest.
One of these stories is Sue Bailey, a former DuPont employee who gave birth to a son with extremely severe deformities.
Oh, no.
Her son, William Bailey, a.k.a. Bucky, was born with half a nose.
Oh, I thought you said he was a beaver.
No. Serrated eyelids, a keyhole pupil, and his iris and retina were completely detached.
Oh, gosh.
Severe disabilities. Sue worked at DuPont, requiring her to come into direct contact with C8. Her job involved working in a large room with huge cylinders filled with C8. The cylinders would bubble over like out of control bubble baths, according to the film.
Mm. So like, he ever put the wrong laundry
DuPont,
detergent in
DuPont
a washer?
Knew how bad this chemical was.
Yeah.
Their own workers
were like,
just ignore the bubbles.
Yeah, it's fine. They're just bubbles.
Don't just pop them. Just touch them.
Yeah.
Just touch them. The Teflon product processing left behind discharge of water, like water. And Sue's job was to pump it back out, where it would flow directly into the river.
Perfect. Good. Responsible, DuPont.
DuPont tried to blame Sue for her own son's severe birth defects.
Hmm. Interesting. How'd that go? They probably won.
But she wasn't buying it.
Oh, okay.
On her first day back to work, she had heard her coworkers talking about another DuPont employee who had given birth to a baby with extreme deformities, very similar to Bucky's.
Wow.
DuPont, and I know I'm laughing a little bit, and I'm not laughing at Bucky's severe disabilities.
No, yeah.
I'm not laughing at Sue. I'm laughing at the asinine nature of DuPont CEOs and executives allowed to do this, allowed to pump these chemicals and treat their employees like nothing. And
mm-hmm.
It's
no
very hard. And I've seen, and you know, we're talking about CEOs and all that, and there's what it was, America.
United Health Care, you know, is it United Healthcare?
Hey, one of the medical industry CEOs, yeah. Which we're going to do an episode on that.
Health insurance CEO.
Much later.
Yeah.
We just want a couple of weeks for stuff to come out. I know you're hearing this weeks after. Mm-hmm. We're recording this pretty soon after the event.
Yeah.
I just want some time just for things to, you know,
come out, because there's a lot of information just pouring out.
But when you hear about how evil some of these CEOs are and how they get away with everything and how they mistreat everybody, it's very hard to feel passion or empathy.
Right. When people
for them, when they every once in a great while, they have a heart struck.
When they put profits over people.
And their whole company was, well, that medical one, their medical insurance one, their whole company is designed to denying people and putting them in medical debt forever.
And take your money. Like,
so it's very hard. And I'm not saying it was right. I think murder's not right.
No, it's never the answer to anything.
But it's very hard for me to have my heart go out for a person that's billions and hundreds of billions of dollars was made off of denying people's medical claims.
Yeah.
It's very hard for me to feel bad.
Right. You make your money off off sick people's backs, basically. Sick and suffering people. You're making a profit off it.
And our family's had plenty of medical problems and dealing with insurance companies. My own life has just been absolutely horrendous.
I don't think you should be benefiting off people getting sick.
They take a 30-year check and they don't do any.
No, so they don't actually help you.
Back to Teflon.
Yeah.
Before I get really upset. DuPont knew the exposure of C8 would cause extremely harmful human birth defects. Both DuPont and M3 had done studies on the chemical since the 1960s.
3M.
Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. I'll just do Minnesota Mining and whatever.
There we go. They say that out each time.
One study of the chemical led by 3M determined the chemical could potentially cause such severe birth defects. Basically, their eyes of all these rat fetuses that they were studying in rats would have the same effects as Bucky and several of the other kids.
No, coincidence.
The exact same thing.
It's because they're born in the same latitude.
Modern studies link Teflon chemicals to at least 6 modern human diseases.
What would that be?
I'm not even going to go into it. Listen to what I just said.
Linked to 6 modern
diseases. The cause of these 6 diseases, modern diseases,
right, yeah,
is Teflon.
Hey, we're still putting it, let's still coat all of our pans in it.
The film also features Ken Wamsley, the former DuPont employee who worked for the company for over 40 years. He said first time he had heard of C8 was dangerous was from his supervisor, who had said it hurt pregnant women. DuPont sent all the women home, but insisted the men were not at risk.
Right. You know, we're different.
Just affects pregnant women.
Right, yeah.
You just can see the effects faster.
Yeah.
Turned out to be a bold-faced lie.
No. Come on. CEOs of major corporations do not lie. It's not in their nature.
They care.
You can't make they that care. Much money by being a liar. Come
you
on.
You hear about the 6 diseases?
Absolutely.
Specifically, these ones are linked to mostly men because after the women gave birth to severely disabled children.
Yeah.
Like I said, they sent them home
and
kept making the men work.
Yeah.
Because they tried to make Sue and the several other women just feel like they were crazy. It was your fault, your genetics. They literally paid for studies to prove that these women's genetics were the reason. And then finally there was enough of them. They're like, fine.
Yeah.
It's harmless to men, though.
Right, yep. Got to cut your losses somewhere.
You want to hear these diseases?
Yeah.
Kidney cancer.
Okay.
Testicular cancer.
Ulcerative colitis. Yep.
Thank you. Thyroid disease.
Wow.
The only other big cause of thyroid disease is Agent Orange.
Wow.
So from, I believe, the same chemical group. Preeclampsia, high cholesterol. There you go.
I don't know what that whatever that was.
I only know it from pregnant women. I'm not an expert. I just remember hearing it a lot. It can, in women, pregnant women can develop preeclampsia, and it can cause the loss of a baby or their own life.
Okay.
And it's a vascular disease.
Gotcha.
That is the very limited knowledge I have of that.
Okay. I know almost all those
I know
people.
A close friend, actually, my godson's mother, he developed it and was bedridden. Everybody's fine.
Now, yeah.
But once you get it, you have to, you're watched very heavily because you can go south.
Fast.
Very quick.
Yeah. That's the only one I don't know about, but all the other ones, I mean, I know, or someone in my family suffers from that. Because my dad's had his thyroid removed, so is my sister. And I know.
Athyroid.
Huh?
Athyroid.
What do you mean, athyroid?
There's a bunch of thyroids.
Oh, yeah, all over your body. Yeah. The main one, whatever,
the
in
big
your throat.
One.
Yeah. Like, they've both had theirs removed.
Athyroid, but.
And I know plenty of people in my family that suffer from ulcerative colitis.
Because
Not good thing.
I know people that have had thyroid cancer. And that's one thing they're like always asked, like, well, why did they, you know, why do you have tumors all over your body? It's like, your thyroid's everywhere. You have thyroid glands.
Glands everywhere.
Your big one is like right at the top of your throat.
The main
like,
guy. Yeah.
But there are, there's a thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, you didn't have all your thyroids removed.
Right. That's a lot.
It's your whole body. Evidence shows DuPont knew for decades that exposure to C8 could cause extreme long-term health effects in humans. DuPont stated conducting cancer surveys in 1988.
Wow.
We look up when the Darkwater incident happened. I think it was early 2000s.
Okay.
The company owned studies showed that exposure to C8 killed rats, dogs, monkeys, dolphins, fish, everything.
Everything it came in contact with.
Yeah. It killed monkeys and dogs really, really fast. And it most of these diseases were caused by, or most of these deaths were caused by testicular cancer, liver disease, and pancreatic disease. So it attacked a lot of your enzyme building.
Yeah, not good.
No, a Teflon chemical is also found in blood of 99% of Americans alive today.
So it's like the new...
Like the Amish. The Amish are the only ones.
That don't...
And it's only the Amish really far away from the Ohio River Valley where DuPont was dumping all the chemicals in.
Okay, gotcha.
This Northern is Michigan Amish.
This is ridiculous.
In 2001, here I think I found it. Is it 2001?
Maybe it was settled... In 2017.
Yeah, 12 was still lawsuit. But I think the case, like, remember, we talked about it before.
Yeah, I'm going.
They fought this for like a decade and a half.
Yes, I'm going through the article.
Billions of dollars.
There's a Time Magazine article that's breaking on, but I'm trying to find
it. I got it right here.
Okay, I can't find the
2001
year.
2001, a class action lawsuit brought against DuPont by residents of the Ohio River Valley who were exposed to C8 in their drinking water. DuPont agreed to settle the suit, offering the plaintiffs, now collectively,
okay,
they're offering $343 million.
Wow.
I don't know how much it broke down for how many plaintiffs there were.
Yeah.
You know, it's a collective number.
Right, yeah. So that's each person probably got $8.
I don't think it was that little. I think it was probably tens of thousands of dollars.
Maybe. Not enough, though.
No, for your life?
Yeah,
no. You live in pain and have birth defects in your children?
Yep, not enough. DuPont should really be, just their power should be taken away, or it should be...
A groundbreaking decision.
The plaintiffs to exist.
Okay, so keep mine. But in a groundbreaking decision, the plaintiffs refused to take the individual payments, instead deciding to establish the C8 science panel, dedicated to studying the link between C8 and the drinking water in human disease.
Wow.
So they're like, no, we're not going to take the money. We're going to make an organization to keep you in check.
Yeah.
No, just take, how about
take
more
the money?
Money?
Yeah.
How about more money? Let's just talk about this.
Sure, they tried.
Let's all be adults.
Right, yeah. Just take this money and these chemicals. They're fine. Money makes everything better.
DuPont's whole scheme here was 100% to wait them out till these people died.
Yeah.
They knew
these
people were on time clocks.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I think we talked about they had 33% shorter lifespans than like people that live 50 miles outside of the valley.
That's insane.
Let me keep reading. C8 components are contaminants in the watershed. And according to this article, in the inspection of 99% of Americans have this chemical in their blood now. It's also been found in the blood of people in all parts of the world. The main source of exposure is still somewhat of a mystery.
Huh. You don't say.
But some experts think the culprit may be in consumer products that shed C8 over time.
Hmm.
The main product of Teflon is frying pans.
Huh. Huh.
And it's weird that where you see this high levels of C8 in human blood is where they ship Teflon frying pans.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know. It's just a correlation without causation.
Right. It happens all the time.
I'm throwing all of my stuff out like after this episode.
As you should.
I just don't trust Lisa to not scrape them.
You shouldn't.
She listens too.
Yeah. I hope she's listening, guys.
Under the terms of the $343 million settlement, 6 watershed districts could test people's blood and sue DuPont if the science panel could prove exposure to C8 caused any harm.
Okay.
So DuPont makes sure all these people died.
Died, I was going to say.
DuPont said it was confident the test results would prove C8 was safe.
Right. And who's the person that reads the results? A poll reader represented by DuPont.
In order to overcome the challenges of recruiting enough volunteers to submit their blood for analysis, the panel used some of the funds from the settlement to offer each volunteer $400.
Oh, there you go.
Basically, so the panel was like, hey, you know, we want to do a really big comprehensive blood test. We know it's good because you have to come in for the blood. Like, they had to leave work or whatever to come right. in for the blood test. And it's poor Appalachia. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, so devastation of yeah. Appalachia. So they panel really wanted to be like, we can give you like $400 mm-hmm. to come in. They'll pay for your gas, maybe a hotel stay, depending on how far you're coming from, you know, to kind of take care of the expenses. Though the payout and a massive media effort, the panel got more than 70,000 people to participate.
Oh, good.
The process took more than 7 years. And in 2012, the results were in exposure to C8 and drinking water caused 6 different human diseases to have more than hundreds percent more active.
Wow.
DuPont is still manufacturing Teflon right now. They're still printing this stuff. It's killing people. It's killing us. It's killing us. They're killing us. More than 3,500 cases are filed against DuPont every year. Soon the victors are still pouring in.
We the people hold power. Put pressure on these people. Write to your congressman. Write to
I have just a little
DuPont.
Bit more. Just have a little bit more. I know.
Keep going.
The first case involved a woman who said exposure to C8 caused her kidney cancer. The jury found DuPont guilty and awarded her $1.6 million. 2017, DuPont and Chemours, which one thing we haven't even got into is DuPont made like 18 different shell groups that they were right. blaming for this stuff.
Right.
Especially in the dark water lawsuits. Mm-hmm. They were like, no, that was Edgelord Chemicals.
Right.
X.
Yeah.
Like that was one of our subsidiaries.
Right.
We weren't in control of them.
We don't work
But guess
for them.
What? We shut them down for you guys.
Yeah.
And now Dark X3 is, you know, the subsidiary that's
we
making.
Moved our, yeah. We hired them. We subcontracted them to do it now because they're a lot more honest.
So in 2017, DuPont and Chemours, a company created by DuPont, agreed to pay $671 million to settle thousands of lawsuits. Many lawsuits are still pending right now. Thousands.
Mm.
Thousands. DuPont, but see, they're hundreds of billions of dollars. They don't care.
Yeah,
they just don't care.
Nothing.
You're nothing. Your lawsuits are nothing.
Right. We're going to still.
I think somebody recently felt that, that the lawsuits do nothing.
Yeah.
And did stuff.
Oh, no.
Well, you know what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, I do. I do.
DuPont agreed to the costly phase out C8 by 2015. They didn't. They still make Teflon.
Still going?
Yeah. They casually agreed to phase out.
Well, they might have shut down one
But it still
line.
Makes Teflon. DuPont replaced C8 with a new chemical called Gen X, which is already turning up in waterways.
Chemical X.
So a company that I may have been affiliated studied this chemical.
Oh, yeah? What'd they find out?
It's the same thing. It's just C8. Animal studies conducted by DuPont found extreme tumors in rats exposed to Gen X faster than the original C8.
Let's put it in our food.
The tumors are similar to those seen in rats exposed to C8, though. Like, the same.
Yeah, let's put
It's the same chemical.
Just put it in our food. That's probably a good idea.
So this article I've been using is from Julie Wilson, the Commercial Association of Organic Consumer Association, the OCA. And this I like a lot of these articles the OCA produces. I've used them for other things on this show. I know I yelled a lot about Teflon. Another thing Teflon did was like I said, they've been doing studies on Teflon causing human diseases since the 60s.
Right, yeah.
They've known it's cancer-causing since 65.
Mm-hmm.
In the 70s, Teflon's only real big
advantage
opponent.
Okay.
Opponent.
Oh, opponent. Okay.
Opponent with an O was cast iron.
Mm, okay.
In the 70s, they did this smear campaign. They had so many commercials. They put pamphlets out. They paid off home consumer good companies to say how much easier. Like, they make up, first off, the myths about Teflon.
Right.
Or not Teflon. Cast iron that we've talked about.
Yep.
And just like promote Teflon as the better, cheaper, safer alternative.
Marketing.
They knew their drugs, they knew this thing was causing cancer. And they said Teflon, or they said cast iron makes you sick.
Right, yep. Hey, gotta make that money.
They knew. You know how horrible, like I said a million times, I believe in good millionaires. I believe that you can make hundreds of millions of dollars from a good product. We all have different opinions about Shark Tank, but you look at the Scrub Daddy guy, right? Mm-hmm. He made like $400 million because he made a sponge that gets hard when it's cold and soft when it's hot.
Yeah.
Hey, and it's just, there's nothing there. It's just a sponge.
Yep.
But it's a good product. So he made hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yep.
Right? I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't know him. I don't know his history, but you don't have to be a bad guy to do that.
To make a sponge.
To make $100 million, $200 million,
right.
You know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe in good millionaires. I believe that people, the souls can make like hundreds of millions of dollars. I think to be a billionaire, or to be a $100 billion company or a $400 billion company or a $1 trillion company.
People pay the price.
You kill people. People become things.
Mm-hmm.
So Teflon, DuPont, Chrono, whatever chemical, M3 or 3M, whatever the hell it was called.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter anymore.
When they knew for 15 years at least that Teflon was killing people, was making people sick, was causing birth defects. And then in the 70s, they had the audacity to make these claims about cast iron.
It's evil.
And smear cast iron, the only real competitor.
It's evil.
To smear cast iron off the face of the planet.
Well, tried to anyways.
I mean, pretty much they've recluded it as a joke.
Right, yeah.
As if you go to down the pot and pan aisle in Walmart or any big box store, anywhere you can get.
Like, cast
even if you
iron?
Go to Bass Pro.
You can't even clean that with soap.
But that's what it's treated like a novelty.
Yeah,
you know, you buy a cast iron pan because you want to make your grandma's chicken dish one time.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
What and then I'm going to throw it away because it's going to rust. Yeah. I'm going to die from eating off this thing.
Right.
And it just, that's what I love about this show. Is that I hope, and from the reviews and some of you guys' comments, I think it's working, that I don't live the best way. I still eat McDonald's every once in a while. Like,
sinner.
You can't get away from all this stuff. And I think we've done a good job of showing that in the modern world where we live right now, you cannot get away from all this stuff. There's microplastics in the air.
Yeah, it's hard to get away from
it. You can't get away
from it. Right. In the end of the day, no, you can't.
There's deep sea fish that have particles of microplastics in their bloodstreams.
Right, yeah.
They're 7 miles from the surface of light.
But we can take the steps.
You can do better.
To right the ship.
You can do better. Go buy. I'm going to go take everybody to Walmart and go buy a big cast iron set. I think I'm going to, because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this stuff. I really am. It's very upsetting to me, if you can't tell. Doing this stuff, because it's not only the falsehoods of cast iron, and it's the lie, and knowing your product is the real bad guy, and then lying about, there's just so many lies.
It's
and
evil.
So little care. And that's why I said about the CEO that got shot. Like, it's hard. I don't know him. I may be a fine guy. I doubt it, but he may be. I don't know him.
It's hard really to have sympathy.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Because you're running a $100 billion company.
Off the backs of people.
That is destroying families.
Yep. You're profiting off of people getting sick.
So, I just...
And then you're promoting things that
it's a horrible thing as a Christian to say. I just don't care. Like...
I think it's fair, though.
It's hard for me to have sympathy for you.
Exactly.
And I have sympathy for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very hard.
I mean, you can't even chop down the mushroom in your backyard.
I mow around it.
Right.
I
caught you talking to it the other day.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is hopefully this episode has shown a way. I'm literally going to go. I have an extremely expensive set of, I'm not going to name the brand, that was a wedding gift I'm throwing out a little away here in like 2 minutes. I got a big box because I'm not even going to offer to give it away to somebody because I will not sleep.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's poison.
But then nobody knows.
Yeah, exactly.
They did this such a good. DuPont is still making this stuff. Mm. They have killed, destroyed, caused so many birth defects. They've caused so many babies.
And they don't care.
To be born with horrendous birth defects.
Yeah.
That they're going to have to live with for the rest of their lives. But it wasn't some accidental chemical they made and then it happened.
No.
They've known
for
almost 100 years.
Yep.
That this, and they're still doing it.
Still.
They were dumping this stuff at hope because they, you know why they picked West Virginia? I don't know if we even talked about this. They picked West Virginia because it's one of the poorest states in the country.
Just make it down to holler somewhere.
Because they don't have the money to fight back.
Right, yeah.
They don't have the money. And I personally know one of the lawyers from the environmental side of that case. Never once charged a dime for anything.
Yeah.
Nobody, none of them could.
Yeah.
Because there was no money. DuPont was just, raping this area into nothing.
Mm-hmm.
To where, because they viewed them as such poor, dumb people.
Well, cattle. Just they view them as not even people.
They paid before the cows before they paid before the people
right.
that they killed.
Yep.
And they told, remember that we talked about in the dark water stuff, the first farmer, but the first whistleblower. They had his cows dying weird because mm-hmm. their eyes were like bugging out and exploding. Like I was making the joke about exploding cows,
but
they kind of did.
Right. Yeah.
Like their Not blood pressure shot up and they did kind of blow up.
Right. Yeah.
And they're like, I'm paraphrasing basically, you will never be able to prove that our chemical plant 8 miles up the river from you caused your animals to die mysteriously.
Right, yeah. It's like Bill Murray walking into your...
Why, people, if aliens are real, why don't aliens talk to us? This!
Yep.
We're allowing this. I'm not saying ever, you shouldn't ever hurt anybody. But no. We could tear down a DuPont plant.
You can stop things.
Like, I mean, hey, everybody, get out of there.
We have
power.
We're
going to burn this to the ground.
Right, yeah. And that, well, why, sir? And then you explain, oh, this
is okay.
Well,
the workers, they didn't even know.
Exactly.
They're telling this lady, they're telling Sue,
just
scoop the bubbles into the river.
Right, yeah. What, your kid has birth defects?
It's your fault.
Yeah, what did you do wrong?
They're telling her to take essentially a broom. I've seen the thing. And just scoop these bubbles into the river where she lives down the river.
Good paying job, you know?
No, it didn't.
It's a good paying job. Well, back then, maybe.
I mean, it wasn't.
That's probably how they marketed it. Here's a good paying. Get out of the house and into the workforce. That's what we need. More women in the workforce to scrape more chemicals into the water supply. Yeah, that's good for us. Good on you, DuPont. You need to be... We know what? We need to get rid of DuPont. Ditch DuPont. That should be the new hashtag. They say there's no proof, but we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. To our seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth. Expose the lies, that's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.